We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Moran that we've been having, and the part that we're up to now is not inside the Likutei Moran. This is part of the appendixes to Torah Samach Zayin in Likutei Moran Tanina, the Torah that's called Bereishis Le'inei Kol Yisrael. We completed that Torah already on previous tapes, and the last Shir that we had was the first Shir where we were not in the Torah itself. We were reading from the Yemei Maranat, the Sefer that deals with Rav Nosson Zal's autobiography, discussing his life, and we were reading from inside there all the interesting events that led up to and that were related to Rabbeinu Zal saying this Torah and Likutei Moran, this Torah Samach Zayin, primarily involving the subject of the passing away of the great tzaddik and goyin Rav Levi Yitzchok Barditchev, Zecher Tzaddik V'Kodesh Levracha. We're going to continue from where we left off. Anybody that's just listening to this tape should know that there is a tape that precedes it that has the rest of the story leading up to the point that we're up to. Rav Nosson Zal writes, Achar kach b'yoyim beiz, afterwards, on Monday, nishma oid hapam shehatzadik anal nistalik. The rumor got stronger. It was heard again that Rav Levi Yitzchok Barditchev Zal had passed away. We're discussing the fact that on the previous week, Thursday, Friday, there was a rumor in the city of Breslov that Rav Levi Yitzchok Zal had passed away, and people didn't really want to believe it. After Shabbos, it seems the rumor started becoming stronger. V'hischalti lihiyois novuch bedati ulai huemes. And Rav Nosson Zal writes, I started having doubts in my mind that maybe this is true. Maybe it could be possible that Rav Levi Yitzchok Barditchev Zal passed away. V'hoyu li tzar godol, and I felt tremendous pain from this. Why? Not personal pain. Ki yodati sherabeinu Zal yitzar ma'oid ma'oid al zeh b'li shir. The main pain that Rav Nosson Zal felt in hearing about this was the fact that he knew that Rabbeinu Zal would be tremendously sad, and Rabbeinu Zal would feel tremendous pain from this. He knew how close Rabbeinu Zal and Rav Levi Yitzchok Barditchev Zal were as friends and as tzaddikim, leaders of the world, and he knew Rabbeinu Zal would feel tremendous pain in hearing about this, and that was what bothered him. That was the first thing that came to him, much more so than his own pain or any considerations about himself, were Rabbeinu Zal. B'soich ka cholachti onavono, v'zniskarti haloi histalkus hatzadik anal merumas b'tayros ha'gdoish shegidu b'leil Shabbos Kodesh. Rav Nosson Zal writes, as I was thinking about this, I started walking back and forth, and I started reminding myself that the shir that Rabbeinu Zal gave on Friday night, he was discussing the major topic was the passing away of a tzaddik. Ki hizkir shom inyan histalkus v'halomas haper, because Rabbeinu Zal there spoke about the passing away and the going into hiding of the beauty of the world, the pe'er of the world. Ukvar yodanu, and we already knew previously, etzloi by Rabbeinu Zal, shahat tzadik hanal nikra etzloi pe'er. We already knew from previous instances that Rabbeinu Zal referred specifically to this tzadik, Rav Levi Yitzchok Barditchev Zal, that Rabbeinu Zal called him the pe'er hador, the beauty that the one tzadik in whose chus the esroigim were going to be coming to Russia. Esroig is an Indian of priyetz hador, a beautiful fruit, that the beauty of all the tzadikim is Rav Levi Yitzchok Barditchev Zal. V'gam daika b'layla hazois shamati mipiv HaKodosh Shemei HaTorah Shelo Yecholon Leida Asidus. And just tonight, Rabbeinu Zal had made this statement that by listening to his shiurim, a person could be able to tell what's going to happen in the future. Makol Shkein Sheyecholon Limtzai Bo Ma Shekvar Nasa Boilom Kanal. And Rabbeinu Zal had said, imagine if by listening to my shiurim, you could get to know what's going to happen in the future, of course, by listening to my words, you could get to know everything that has happened already in the past. V'tekef nischazek bedati shadovor emes. And Rav Nosson Zal says, immediately I started to feel pretty sure that probably this is true. Now don't forget, again, in those days they didn't have telephones. For information to travel a few hundred miles could take a few days. And this is why there was such speculation about this. They weren't sure about it. They were in doubt. V'holachti v'dibarti im chaveri, Rav Naftoli, And Rav Nosson Zal writes, I went to speak to my close friend Rav Naftali Zal, v'tekev hiktim atzmoi, and immediately Rav Naftali Zal himself spoke up, v'omar, and he said, b'vadai mevuor histalkusoi b'toirosoi shel Rabbeinu b'leil Shabbos, that certainly this must be what Rabbeinu Zal was hinting to in the shiur that he gave on Friday night, where he was speaking about the passing away of great tzaddikim. Va'oz ra'inu niflois Hashem, and this was one of those cases where we saw the miracles of Hashem, eich toirosi hakdoisha klula mikol ma'ashinasa boilam, how Rabbeinu Zal's shiurim were a composite. It included, in the shiur was included, everything that was going on in the world at the time. V'chein ro'inu kamo pa'amim, and we saw this many, many times, that in listening to Rabbeinu Zal's words, in his words were included, were contained all kinds of interesting information, current events that was going on in all places of the world. Avol afal pikein nizharnu kulonu shelo legalois l'Rabbeinu Zal befer beferish. But even still, we were all very, very careful not to say anything about this to Rabbeinu Zal, not to mention to Rabbeinu Zal about Rabbi Yitzchak Zal's passing away. Afal pi shiyadanu shiyadei al pi ruach kodshoi. Even though we knew that Rabbeinu Zal knows about this through ruach hakodesh, afal pi kein hadibur oiser roisham. But still, the fact is, saying something has a certain effect. And this is a very interesting piece of information here, that in dealing with somebody like Rabbeinu Zal, who knows everything, who knew the future, who knew everything, even when it came to him, the fact that he had hinted to them in his shiur a few days ago about this news, still there was a purpose to them not mentioning this to Rabbeinu Zal, not verbalizing it, not saying these words to Rabbeinu Zal, because the words have an effect. And before it was brought into Dibur, before saying it to Rabbeinu Zal, the effects would be less painful, less difficult. Achar kach, b'leil Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Noyach, the following Friday night, v'adayin lo hidiu lo histalkusei shel tzaddik hanal, and nobody had yet said anything to Rabbeinu Zal about the fact that Rabbi Yitzchak Berditcher Zal passed away, which by that time they did know about it definitely. V'oz b'leil Shabbos Kodesh Hasheni hanal, ono v'omar, that Friday night, Rabbeinu Zal said, eze sedra koyrim b'Shabbos hazeh, which parsha do we read tomorrow? V'heishavnu parshas Noyach, and we told him that they're going to lay in parshas Noyach. Ono vi Omar, so Rabbeinu Zal spoke up and he said, Aschil loymar toiro bechol Shabbos. I'm going to start giving a shiur every single Shabbos. Up until that point, Rabbeinu Zal didn't give a shiur on a regular basis every Shabbos. There were set times in the year when Rabbeinu Zal gave shiurim. Let's say Rosh Chodesh, or the most important time, Shabbos Chanukah, Shavuos, Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos Nachmu, other special, Shabbos Shira, those special times of the year, whereas on regular Shabbosim, it wasn't a time of a shir. Rabbeinu Zal said, now I'm going to start giving a shir every Shabbos, the Hischil, the Omar, and Rabbeinu Zal started off by saying, Bereshis hu hesped al noyach shehu hatzadik. That Parshas Bereshis in the Chumash, which begins with the word Bereshis, that is a hesped, that's a eulogy for the Tzaddik Noyach. The word Bereshis means Rosh Bayis and the other things that we spoke about in this Torah. The word Bereshis serves as a hesped for Noyach HaTzaddik. Kemoi Shenitfas B'Simen Anal, as is explained in that chapter on Likutei Moran that we learned so much about. V'oz Zolgu Einov Demo'ois. And when Rabbeinu Zal was talking about this, his eyes started dripping with tears. Tears started coming out of Rabbeinu Zal's eyes. V'chol ha'im demolov hayridu demois. And everybody that was standing there at the time also started crying. Machma shekvar yodu kula mehistalkus hatzadik hanal. Because all the people in the room all knew already about this news that Rabbeinu Yitzchak Berditcher Zal had passed away. V'achakach nimshach oidei zizman, and then still a period of time went by, v'loy hoidiu loy beferish, and still nobody said anything to Rabbeinu Zal about Reb Levi Yitzchak Berdichev passing away, ad shekoro le'ish echad, until Rabbeinu Zal called over one of the people there, v'tzivol of Rabbeinu Zal commanded him, she'esaper lo'i me'histalkus hatzadik anal, that he should tell Rabbeinu Zal about Reb Levi Yitzchak Berdichev's passing away. V'heshev lo'i, this person said, halei amru li shadayin einchem yoydim bozeh, but everybody here told me that you don't know about this yet. This man said to Rabbeinu Zal, everybody here told me you don't know about this yet. And they all warned me not to say anything to you, not to reveal this to you. Ono v'yomaras, Rabbeinu Zal spoke up and said, v'chi lo yeda? What do you mean? I didn't know about this? Halay kvar yoydin mize be'eretz Yisrael. They already know about this in Eretz Yisrael. The great tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Avraham Kalas Chazal, the other great tzaddikim there, they certainly know about this already. V'herich oz b'sicha, and Rabbeinu Zal gave a long talk, migoydel hashever hamar shel hoylam, about the tremendous, bitter, broken feeling of all Yidden, the whole Klal Yisrael throughout the whole world should have, shenestalik mehem pe'er hadoyer tzadik kodesh v'noyra kozeh z'chus ha'yagon aleinu, that so great a tzadik had passed away. The acharkach, afterwards, noidali, Rav Moshe Zal says, I found out, sheba'oysoy halaylo sheheveisi lefonov ha'toyro me'inyan mochras yom ha'kipurim shenikra shem Hashem, that night, which was, I think, a Wednesday night, 2 weeks ago, when I had brought before Rabbeinu Zal a copy of what I had written over the shir about the Torah, which deals with Shem Hashem, about the day of the Yom Kippur, where there also Rabbeinu Zal talks about the topic of the tzaddik, that the day of the Yom Kippur is called Shem Hashem, and that was the introduction to Torah Samach Vov, Samach Zayin, which all talk about the tzaddik being the Shem Hashem, Shmoy Meshuta Bishmenu, Oz Nistalei Katzadik Kanal. That was the night that Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev Zal had passed away. Ki ha-toira ha-hi, he mekusheres u-mechuberes im ha-toira bereshis ha-smuch ha-achrov kemavur l'mayin shom. Because that Torah on Likud Imran, the Torah that deals with Mochras Yom HaKippurim, is very much attached to this Torah Samach Zayin, which Rabbeinu Zal said the following week, which talks about the passing away of a tzaddik. Ve'oz ro'isi ve'hevanti nefloyes Hashem. And Rav Nosson Zal says, then I got to see and understand the great wonders of Hashem, the great miracles of Hashem, eich hakoil golui lefonov, how everything that went on in the world was clear to Rabbeinu Zal. Rabbeinu Zal's eyes were able to see hundreds of miles away, to be able to know what was going on in other cities, in other countries, in other parts of the world. V'hakoil mevur b'toirosoi, and how everything is explained in Rabbeinu Zal's Torah. V'i'efsher levayer b'chsav kol ma shovar bazeh. And Rabbeinu Zal writes, there's no way in the world that I can communicate to you in writing everything that transpired, everything that went on related to this. V'yesh boze oy dvorim begav, and there still is more to say about this. Ki be'emes, because the real truth is that iker ha-hesped hanal, the main eulogy that Rabbeinu Zal was saying in this Torah, the Kutim Aran Torah Samach Zayin, ha-nemar b'Torah Bereishis hanal, ne'emar al atzmoi. Rabbeinu Zal was saying a hesped about himself. Rabbeinu Zal was discussing the fact that he was going to be passing away the following year. This was Tishrei Tovshin Tovkuf Ayin. The following year, Tovkuf Ayin Aleph, Rabbeinu Zal was going to pass away. Ach nismach al histalkus hatzadik hanal kedarkoi hanifla b'chol ha-toyrois shekoil dvorim harbe b'li shir b'toyrachas. However, Rabbeinu Zal used this as an opportunity, as an excuse, as a ruse, in a sense, to be able to discuss the histalkus of Reb Levi Yitzchak Berdichev Zal, and to use that as an excuse to discuss the significance of the passing away of the tzaddik emes, the Reish Bayis, which wasn't Reb Levi Yitzchak Berdichev Zal, which was Rabbeinu Zal, and in doing so, he blended these two together. Ach kol ze yefsher levayer bechsav. But Rav Nosson Zal writes that all of this I can't explain in writing. There's no way that I could communicate everything that needs to be known about this in writing. Now we'll pause here for a moment to deviate from the Yemei Maranat. And unfortunately, I don't have the Yemei HaTlois in front of me right now. But in the Yemei HaTlois, in the Sefer Yemei HaTlois, in the Hashmotos, in the appendix in the back, one of the fantastic things that's brought is a discussion by Rav Nosson Zal discussing the passing away of Rav Levi Yitzchak Bardichev Zal, and how Rabbeinu Zal mentioned that every year in Shemayim, when Rosh Hashanah rolls around, they select a korban, just as on earth there are korbanos that are brought to be mechaper, to forgive and to be mesakein any pigomim of Klal Yisrael, any averos or any wrong things that the Yidden did, so too the Gemara in Menachos discusses the fact that in Shemayim also there is a Kohen Gadol. Which Malach in Shemayim is called a Kohen Gadol? His name is Michoel, and he is called the Kahana Rabba. That's the Aramaic for Kohen Gadol, and he's also called the Apotropsa Rabba. The Gemara at the end of Menachos discusses this, that Michoel, Kohen Gadol, he is the one who sacrifices the neshamais of tzaddikim on a mizbeach for Hashem. This is the wording that's used in the Gemara. And the Gemara connects this to the pasuk that we say in Ritzei, in Tefillah. We say Ritzei Hashem Hashem Elkeinu Malchei Yisrael L'Sfilasam Shei V'Hoshev Es Havoid L'Avir Beisecho V'Ishe Yisrael U'Sfilasam V'Ishe Yisrael, the fire offering of Bnei Yisrael U'Sfilasam B'Ahav U'Skabel Barotzaim. Now if you recall, I once told over from the Arizal, from the Kisvi Arizal, that in those words, in the Soifei Tevois, V'Ishe Yisrael U'Sfilasam, just a second, go backward. B'Amcho Yisrael U'Sfilasam V'Hoshev Es Havoid L'Dvir Beisecho, the word Beisecho, V'Ishe Yisroel Usfilosam, the last letters of those words are Mem Yud Chof Lamed. With the Kohel, it's the word Michoel. That there's a remez here in Shemayin Esrei to the Kohen Gadol in Shemayim. We're talking about the Ishe Yisroel, about Hashem accepting the sacrifices of the Jews on earth. There's a remez here to the fact that Michoel, who is the Kohen Gadol in Shemayim, he is makriv these neshamos of tzaddikim on the Mizbeach in heaven. And also we see the connection, the Zohar HaKadosh says we see the connection between Aharon HaKohen on earth and the Malach Michoel in Shemayim. The Zohar HaKadosh says it's merumos in a pasuk in Chumash. What's the pasuk? Ki be'onon nire Hashem aleichem. Hashem revealed himself to the Jews in a cloud. Nire nun resh aleph hey is the letters Aharon. Hashem, the following word is aleichem, aleph lamed yud chaf mem is the letters Michoel. We have Aharon, Michoel, Hashem in the middle. Aharon HaKohen is the Kohen Gadol on earth. Michoel, the Malach Michoel, is the Kahana Rabba in Shemayim, and he represents Chesed specifically. We always say Mimini Michoel, Mismoyle Gavriel. We know that the Kohen is known as the Ish HaChesed. Kohen, Levi Yisrael, the Kohen is on the right side, the Levi is on the left side, Din, and the Yisrael is Tiferes in the middle. So these are all Ramosim hinting to the fact that this Kohen Gadol Michoel is Makriv the Neshamos of Tzadikim. So Rabbeinu Zal said that that year they made an announcement in Shemayim, and they were asking for a volunteer. They were asking for a Tzadik to volunteer to be a Korban on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So Rabbeinu Zal said, as soon as I heard about this, I volunteered. I volunteered that I should be the one. And Rabbeinu Zal implied that this would necessitate his passing away. This would involve Rabbeinu Zal's dying. Rabbeinu Zal said a little while later, after this, he changed his mind. And he felt bad. He felt that he had spoken too soon and that there was a need for him not to give himself. However, once somebody volunteers, obviously to pull out of something like this, you can't really do it unless there's a replacement. And Rabbeinu Zal hinted that Rav Levi Yitzchak Bardichev Zal had volunteered to replace Rabbeinu Zal, as he was the one who sacrificed himself, in a sense, on behalf of Rabbeinu Zal, to take Rabbeinu Zal's place. Which tells a lot in between the lines in terms of the relationship between these two tzaddikim, how close they were in terms of friendship and in terms of tzidkus. If he was suitable, if the Rav Levi Yitzchak Bardichev Zal was suitable as a replacement for Rabbeinu Zal, you could imagine how great a tzaddik he was. If anybody wants more on this, you can look in the Emei Atlois in the back, and even there I know it's written in very, very short form. With this, we just concluded the section in Yemei Maranat that speaks about this whole incident where Rav Nosson Zal speaks about things related to this chapter, related to this Torah in Likutei Moran. This is a very interesting point. The question of what does this mean that a tzaddik had to offer his life, offer himself as a korban? What does this mean? And this goes back to a chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Samach Hei in Likutei Moran Chelek Aleph, where Rabbeinu Zalveir discusses the fact that one of the titles, just like Lahavdil, the President of the United States, I don't like talking about myself, but this is something that stands out in my mind. In sixth grade in elementary school, we had an English teacher who used to let us do extra credit reports. And if you would do these reports, this would give you, you could bump up your class average, you know, high. So I remember at the end of the year, my class average was like 112. In other words, the average for the year, and the report card was like 112. Some kids had 103, you know, because like, let's say your average was 96. Each extra credit reward you did could add anywhere from 1 to 3 or 4 points. So one of the reports that I did was talking about the President of the United States, writing a whole shiur about the President of the United States. And in my research, I came across the fact that Lahavdil, the President of the United States, has 10 different titles. There are 10 major functions, 10 distinct functions that he's responsible to accomplish that are separate entities, each one unto themselves. For example, he's called the Chief Executive of the United States, and that has a whole list of responsibilities related to it. He's called the Chief Commanding Officer of the United States Army. And that has a whole list of responsibility and authority that goes with that, that he can only do. He doesn't do that in the capacity of Chief Executive. He does it in the capacity of Chief of the Armed Forces. He has another title where he's the Chief of the Supreme Court, of the Judiciary System. All the courts in the United States, which are multi-level, it's a hierarchy. You have city courts, state courts, Supreme Court, state supreme, you know, and higher and higher levels. He's the head of that. And he's also the chief of the legislative section. 10 different titles that are given to him. Lahavdil ben Kodesh Lechoil. By the Tzadik Emes, we also see that there are different titles attributed to Tzadik Emes. The concept of Pe'er Hadoyer, which denotes a whole series of things that are discussed in the Likutei Moran about that. One of the titles that Rabbeinu Zal uses in reference to the Tzadik Emes is the title Baal HaSodeh. He's the master of the field. Rabbeinu Zal discusses the Klal Yisrael as being represented by a field in which grow asabim, grasses and trees and flowers and all kinds of beautiful things. And we see a hint to this in a pasuk in Chumash, a pasuk in the Torah, where Hashem says to Bnei Yisrael, Revovo kitzema chasodeh nesaticha, I have made you plentiful like the growths of a field. So we see that the Yidden, the Neshamas of the Yidden, are compared to a field, the concept of Chakal, Tapuch, and Kadishin, symbolism that's used in Sifrei Kabbalah, relating Klal Yisrael, the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael, to a field. And in this Torah, Rabbeinu Zal discusses the functions of the Tzadik Emes. And one of the things that Rabbeinu Zal says here is, Umi sheroitze lachkor mosnov, lahachnes atzmoi, li yoisu abal asode, the Tzadik, who is willing to undertake the responsibility to gird his loins, to assume this position of Baal HaSodeh, Tzorech lihiyois ish omud v'takif v'gibor chayil v'chochom v'tzadik godel ma'oid. He has to be a person that's very precise, very powerful, very strong, very smart, and a tremendous tzadik. Ki tzorech lihiyois odom godel u'muflog b'mayla ma'oid. And Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'yesh echod she'eno yochol ligmor hinyan kiim imisosoi." There is a tzaddik who is on a level where he's only able to complete his function in this role with his passing away, with his dying. V'afilu lozeh tzorech liyos godol ma'od. And even to be able to do it, to be able to accomplish everything that the Baal HaSodeh has to accomplish, to be able to do that with your istalkus, is only something that the greatest of tzaddikim could possibly do. Rak im yesh odom godol umuflog b'mayla ma'oid ma'oid. It's only if you have a super unusual great tzaddik, yochel ligmor mashetzorich b'chaim chiyusoi. It's possible for him to complete everything that he has to complete in this capacity of balasode while he's physically alive. Ki harbe yisurim udvorim koshim oivram olav. Because the tzaddik emes suffers, endures many yisurim and many difficulties. Achal yidei gedulosei malosei oivra al kulam, etc. This is what Rabbeinu Zal writes here. Rav Nachman Shigrin Zal, the Parporis L'Chochma, on this Torah quotes a discussion that took place between Rav Naftali Zal and Rabbeinu Zal. Right before Rabbeinu Zal was about to pass away, Rav Naftali Zal brought up this subject. Let's just read, because the words here are very, very precious. We're reading from the Parporis L'Chochma in our Likutim Ranz. It's page 74, the left-hand column, about a quarter way down the page. This is in the middle of a discussion. And it says, Ono horav Rav Naftali Zal v'yomar loy. Rav Naftali Zal said to Rabbeinu Zal, Haloi amartem b'maymar v'yomar boyezel ruz. Didn't you tell us in the shir on v'yomar boyezel ruz, this chapter on the Kutim Ran that I just quoted, Shehatzadik hagodol hamuflog b'mayla ma'oid ma'oid, yochoy ligmar ho'inyin b'chayov. That the tzaddik, who is very, very super great, he's able to complete everything he has to while he's alive. Ono hu zal viomar, so Rabbeinu Zal responded and he said, Lo yomarti lochem ki im eze bechinam ize. I only describe to you one aspect of this. Ki hahechrech leilech ulehistalik bishvil ze. Because the fact is, bottom line is that the tzaddik must pass away for this purpose. And I'll pause over here. Now, if anybody wants much more background related to this, that area, the Parporis L'Chochma, on that turn, the Kutim Ran, it's where Rabbeinu Zal, where there's a very interesting discussion. What's the point? The point is, what was the question again?
Why would a tzaddik offer himself?
The answer is that there are different situations that require different contributions in terms of a tzaddik. There are certain things that a tzaddik can do while he's physically alive. There are certain things, it seems, that can only be achieved through the istalkus of a tzaddik. There's a certain unbelievable yichud that's achieved when a tzaddik passes away, when his neshama goes up. Rabbeinu Zal mentions in Torah Samach Vov, the noyach de la'elo, noyach de la'sato, that becomes united. A super spectacular yichud that's affected when a tzaddik passes away and his lower neshama and upper neshama joined. It seems that different times and different situations require different contributions in terms of the tzaddik. And just as it's hinting to us here, that you should know on this thing, you're going to read the bits in Sforim. All the learning you're going to do is going to give you pieces of the puzzle. You're going to get little bits and pieces, but don't think that we understand everything there is to know about the tikkunim that tzaddikim are required to effect and how it comes about. Why did the Arizal's son have to pass away? Rebbe Zal touched on this in the shir this past week that we had, in terms of certain cases where we see something warrants, justifies somebody dying suddenly and things where it seems very unjust, though. It seems like, why couldn't this be, whatever tikkun needed to be affected, why did it necessitate this? And obviously it is necessary. So we're told in that place in Yemei Atlois that there is such a concept of a lottery that takes place at times in Shamayim, where there is this offering that's made, seeking out a volunteer, a tzaddik, that's willing to suffer on behalf of Bnei Yisrael, and sometimes it necessitates even passing away. Now we know in terms of suffering, there's a major pasuk that Rabbeinu Zal quotes in the Kutim Ran, V'hu mecholel mipsha'enu, that any time that we see tzaddikim suffering, we must assume that they're not suffering because of averos that they did or because they did something wrong. They're suffering because of our sins. They are taking the brunt of punishment on behalf of Klal Yisrael. It seems from the way it was presented there that in this case they were looking for volunteers. It doesn't say. It's not mentioned whether if he wouldn't have volunteered. It seems that this is the way it was presented.
But isn't the Beis HaMikdash above correspond with the one below? And if the one below isn't functioning anymore, then how could the one above be functioning?
I don't know. The answer is I don't know. And again, I'm sure there's a lot of pieces to this puzzle that are missing. I can only relate the pieces that I've seen, in other words, and try to put them in as good a perspective as we can based on our limited knowledge.
Also, I don't know if you don't want to talk about it anymore, but what about, when a person brings a carbon, he puts his hand on the, here, who's putting his hands on it, and who's being the chaper, and...
This item is discussed in the Kisvei Arizal, meaning, in other words, this I know, that in the Kavonos of this V'Ishei Yisrael Esfilosam, it discusses there what takes place with this Michoel Kohen Gadol. What does this mean, being makriv the neshamos of tzaddikim on the Mizbeach? What does that mean? Obviously, these are spiritual thoughts that are things that we hope to learn about someday. It's a shame. But to know that there is such a concept. Anybody else? Okay. We'll hold it over here for now.
When a tzaddik volunteers to, when he's suffering for a mitzvah, really long?
No, because the Yidden did certain averos, Rachmon Otzlan, sometimes if Hashem would want to get angry at the Yidden, it could cause the destruction of all the Yidden Chas V'Shalom, or it could be much. Hashem could kill one Yid or a city of Yidden. Whereas sometimes, if a tzaddik wants, he has the right to accept Hashem's gzar din on himself. He has the right to say to Hashem, Hashem, I'm a tzaddik. Because I'm a tzaddik, I should be living in the nicest castle that you could imagine. I should be driving a Rolls Royce car, the best car in the world, and I should have thousands of servants because I'm so big a tzaddik, right? Because he's so good and does all the mitzvahs, he deserves the greatest Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba, right? And many times, most cases, these tzaddikim are willing to say, Hashem, that's what I deserve, right? I'm willing to give it up so that you should be nicer to the Yidden. So that if the Yidden will be bad sometimes, Chas V'Shalom, and they deserve to get a very bad punishment, a very harsh punishment, maybe by me suffering a little more, the tzaddik says that by him having it harder in this world, and not having a big house, and not having servants, and being sick, Rachmana Litzlan, and going through all the pain and difficulties that these tzaddikim suffer, it takes away from a lot of the pain, Chas V'Shalom, that Hashem might want to give the Yidden.
Of course, Ornina said, like, the tzaddik says, may I give up with that? Does it mean that he gets a long life so he could still get back everything that he gave up?
Sometimes there are tzaddikim that passed away at a very young age. Even Rabbi Nazal passed away when he was 38 years old, which is...
Like, if somebody doesn't do mitzvah, like, he can't die until he does at least one mitzvah.
Sometimes that's the case. That until a Yid finishes certain things in this world, he won't die. Or, for example, the Arizal said that any person that zeicha to go to his mikveh, to dip himself in the Arizal's mikveh, that person will not leave this world without having done tshuva, without having done a real tshuva. So there are certain cases where a person has to be on this world until he finishes a certain thing. I'll hold it over here. There's a lot to say about everything. Things are moving very fast in a lot of different directions, and a lot of it seems difficult to understand. Like, you wonder why this, that, but I believe b'emunah shleima, based on what we've been taught, and based on what I've seen with my own eyes till now, that everything has a reason and everything has a purpose, and the reason why things are so hectic and so sudden and so just the way they are, that there's reasons for it. And I hope very much that all of us are going to do what we need to do in terms of our kibbutz, in terms of Breslov, in terms of Rabbi Nazal, in terms of participating in bringing about Mashiach. And I want to really reemphasize the super need in terms of an achdus, and I want to make it emphatically clear for the record that I don't see it. Not that I don't see it, that each and every person here knows what they're doing not to allow that to be the case. Each and everyone knows to what extent they're doing their own thing. And there isn't a real blend, there isn't a real shouldering of responsibility. There isn't a real feeling of each person being at least as concerned about everybody else as they are about themselves, and a lot of things that should be there. And each person has the bechira as to how long we want to stall. Like, in other words, we're going to play a waiting game with Hashem and a waiting game with Mashiach. And in other words, we have time, like, to change, to opt to change, where we're going to start really being the way we're supposed to be. This is each person. And it's like a cute game that's being played. If anybody playing Russian roulette, the wrong bullet goes off at the wrong time, somebody realizes that they missed the boat. They would just, tomorrow I was going to be better. Tomorrow I was going to really, really fix this whole situation. And he missed it by one day, or by 1 hour, or by 1 minute. Either if Wezrech HaMashiach comes, and this person knows that they didn't play as significant a role in it as they could have, or the person gets plucked out. Nobody knows when their turn comes, that suddenly, in middle of businesses and plans with kids, with moving to Eretz Yisrael, everything, and the time comes for a person to be removed from all of it, and a person wouldn't want it to happen without having given themselves the best shot. So we remind everybody that this is Elul, and we're all not little kinderlich, we're 30 years old already, most, or at least late 20s, and there's very little justification for immaturity, and there's very little justification for people not complying with what Rebbe Zal spoke so much about, and what each and every one of us knows very well on our own, besides what Rebbe Zal said, in terms of what's necessary. What's necessary as a group, what's necessary for each person to produce in their own Avoida, whether it be the minyan in the morning. It shouldn't be 10 individuals coming in at 10 different times with 10 different attitudes. It should be a very united front, and in all respects, things should be A1, period. I hope that everybody's going to... There's spectacular things taking place. There's explosions going off. Whoever wants to be part of it, make yourself part of it. It's not going to be happen. It's not going to happen by default. It's not going to happen by sitting back. You have to do. We have to do in a big, big way. And a person has to be prepared to extend themselves. Bein odom lachaveroi, bein odom lamokaim. Both. And I hope very, very much that all of us are going to improve in all the areas that we need to in a big way. Especially if we're not going to be here. That puts any responsibilities that I might have had, or what contribution I could make in physically being here, that burden of responsibility goes on each and every single person. Everybody makes sure to be there in a big way, to be united. There's an opportunity for tremendous kavod to Rebbe Zal. If other Breslov Hasidim will see what this person was able to establish, how a kibbutz is supposed to function, in terms of Achdus, Baruchnius, Vigashmius, and in doing a project the right way, it might have very, very beneficial effects on them and on everybody. I hope.